107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're going to find out about a film called We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of the Ontario Farmerettes. Joining us in studio is the director of the movie, Colin Field, and we have author Bonnie Sitter on the line from Exeter, author of Onion Skins and Peach Fuzz, Memories of Ontario Farmerettes. And of course, we have Megan Smith Harris in studio with the Stratford Film Festival. Good morning to all three of you. Welcome.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
Bonnie, let's start with you. Your book, Onion Skins and Peach Fuzz, is the basis for this film. So, Bonnie, why did you write about the Farmerettes? What led you to this discovery? I understand it was based on a photo. Is that right?
Right. It all started with a little photo, black and white, 2 inches by 2.5 inches, that caught my attention when I was doing some downsizing. And I turned it over. There was no names, but there was a clue, and it said Farmerettes 1946. And I felt that I had really missed something. I'd never heard the story of the Farmerettes and wondered what it was. So I decided at that moment to do research, and it just kept expanding and expanding. And when I had enough information, I wrote an article for a magazine called The Rural Voice. And through that article, I connected with my co-author, Shirley Ann English, who had actually worked on my in-law's farm the last year of the Farmerette program, 1952, and dated the man that became my brother-in-law. So when I found out she had letters from Farmerettes, I said, dig them out, we're going to write a book.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. We're so glad you wrote this book. Now, the Farmerettes was quite large, was it not?
An estimated 40,000 girls, age 16, 17, and 18, volunteered from 1941 to 52 to replace male farm labor that left enlisted for military service. So it was a big and an important program that the Ontario Farm Service Force devised with the help of the Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor, Department of Education, and the YWCA.
Incredible. And what did you, in terms of researching this book, any surprises along the way or something that, gosh, you had no idea about the Farmerettes or a tidbit or so?
Oh, yeah, there was lots of surprises along the way. I chose the title because of the peach fuzz, you know, being a problem for the girls working with the peaches. They got terrible rashes from it. And the onion skins, because the girls worked screening the onions to remove the dried soil and skins, I chose those items to be in the title. But then as I was doing research, I discovered that there was actually, on some farms at least, or some orchards, there was a device that defuzzed peaches. I recently found that out, and I thought, boy, there's just no end to this learning.
There you go. It's a series of discoveries.
Then, like, when they were picking pears and packing pears, there was a device that, you know, they could slip over the pear to see if it was the right size to fit in the basket. You know, so many little things that popped in, but the joy that came into the Farmerettes' voices when I reached out and found them and told them I was going to write a book, and it was going to happen. It was going to be done in a year. Even though I couldn't see the faces, I could see the smiles. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for capturing this, if you will. So now we have the film, the documentary, We Lend a Hand, and Colin Field is joining us here in studio. Now, Colin, you wanted to create this movie. How did you come about this? Was it a meeting with Bonnie? You know, I understand you met at a festival. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a banjo player.
Okay. Or
I'm learning. I'm always learning to be a banjo player. And my friends brought me to the Celtic Roots Music Festival in Goderich. And I kind of came kicking and screaming because I've been to a lot of stuff, and it was the end of the summer. And it ended up being this amazing experience. I took courses with the musicians, and I wanted to thank my friends for bringing me along. And I wanted it to be something local, so I went to the vendor booths, and I found these beautiful photographs of Huron County and this charming woman, Bonnie, who had taken the photos and was selling them as cards. So we started chatting,
right.
And it takes about 15 seconds before you're talking about Farmerettes with Bonnie. So I heard the whole story,
yeah.
I just became enthralled, and one thing led to another. And I had recently had a change in my career and started filmmaking. I'd gone back to Fanshawe College and studied filmmaking after 25 years at TD Bank. And it stewed in my head. We exchanged information, and it ended up becoming a film that we partnered on.
So it's called We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of the Ontario Farmerette. So this encompasses interviews with some of these fine ladies.
Absolutely, yeah. Bonnie introduced me to about 10 of the women. Some were in her book, and the book that she and Shirley had done. Some had come to light after the book was published. So she's always cultivating a network of farmerettes.
Sure, yeah.
And then that was the scope. I was going to, for myself as well, I was going to take this on as my first big documentary and do it within a year. And then once I started filming, I got an initial grant from the London Arts Council, which was great, and that allowed me to start filming. And then I got some media attention. The CBC did an interview, and suddenly women were contacting me from across Ontario, telling me about their stories and what have you.
Every man's dream.
And about those stories, I'm kind of curious. Now, I haven't had a chance to see the documentary, to see the film. What were their stories like? Did they feel that they were doing something patriotic or whatever? What was their approach to it?
Yeah.
Or their memories of it?
Yeah, so in the end, I ended up expanding the scope. 2 years, 20 women, amazing stories. And there's a lot of commonality, of course, in terms of their experience, and you see a lot of this, and I play with that in the film in terms of how the story's revealed. For the most part, it wasn't for patriotism. It was because they wanted to get away from their mother, and they wanted to meet some boys, and they wanted to have an adventure. And the real key was, if they were strong students, they could get out of their final exams that happened across Ontario at the time and go early, because they had to work for 4 months. And but there were some of them who, they came from, you know, a military family, and their fathers had been high-ranking officers, and this was your duty, right? And they had done it for patriotism. Yeah. But the sense that I got from talking to the women, it was almost more like an afterthought that they had these adventures and they did this hard work and they overcame these challenges. And of course, they felt good about what they were contributing, but they didn't really see the significance of what they were doing. And some of them, it wasn't until talking to them even and seeing this renewed enthusiasm and rediscovery of their story through Bonnie's work and Shirley Ann, and then the play that was done in Blythe Festival and the stamp. They're taking this huge sense of pride late in life. They're mostly in their late 90s, some are over 100. So it's more looking back.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we've woven into the film.
Well, thanks for putting this film together, We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of Ontario Farmerettes. Again, we're chatting with the director, Colin Field. We have Bonnie Sitter, author of Onion Skins and Peach Fuzz, Memories of Ontario Farmerettes, on the phone lines. And for you, Colin, were you taken back by any particular stories or the sort of a common thread through all of the people that you interviewed with regards to this?
Yeah, the common thread was that it was like the best summer of their lives.
Okay.
It was this adventure, and it's really, this is the service comes in many forms, is something Bonnie says at the end, and I've used that as the tagline for the film, because that's sort of the theme. Everybody can make a contribution, big or small. But what the one story that stands out in particular, and I capture some of this in the film, is the exposure that some of them had to German prisoners of war, because there were thousands of them that were brought to Canada and they're working on farms. And they saw these young women who they thought were other farmerettes, and they got closer and they realized that they were sort of small-statured young men, you know, teenage boys, about the same age as them, who had been captured from submarines. And they were afraid of them at first, and then they started talking to them, and then they realized they had empathy for them, because they just were homesick, they missed their moms, and they developed some relationship. And it happened after the film, but one of them brought out secretly a bottle that had a ship inside that one of the German prisoners of war had made and given to her across the fence. She didn't show it to me during the making of the film, but when I went back to show all the women the film once it was made, she brought it out of a cupboard.
Well, that'll be coming up in the director's cut down.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's called We Lend a Hand, The Forgotten Story of Ontario Farmerettes. We have got to see this movie, and we're going to get a chance to see it in Stratford at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. Let's get Megan in on the conversation. Megan, how fascinating is this? Wow, what stories.
Well, the minute we saw the film, everybody, I showed it to 8 different programmers, different ages, different gender. Everybody was like, we love it. We want to show it. We were going to show it in the November, 4-day November Film Festival. But I really wanted to honor these women. I know some of them are older, and I thought, what better time than during the summer? We're going to have a little bit of a lemonade social with some cookies and fruit and lemonade and other things. And we're having a great Q&A following the screenings. It's Saturday, June 14th. There's a 4 p.m. screening that still has a few tickets left. And then there's a 7 p.m. screening. Colin and Bonnie will be at both screenings for post-screening Q&A. Bonnie's going to have her books there to sign and sell if anybody wants to pick one up. And we will have Senator Robert Black there to introduce both screenings. Very involved, strong advocate for agriculture in Ontario and for the Farmerettes. And he was instrumental in getting the stamp of the Farmerettes created that was issued November 2024, acknowledging their contribution.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. So how can people get tickets? That's the main thing.
Well, they can go to our website. It's stratfordfilmfestival.com. Go to upcoming events. It's the only one there. And there are links for the tickets to the 4 p.m. or 7 p.m. And we expect full houses. So please get your tickets now. We usually keep a few back at the door, but we can't guarantee that on the night of. But please go watch the trailer, come to the screening, come and meet Bonnie and Colin, mm-hmm. and we will also have Kelly McIntosh from the Stratford Perth Museum, who will be talking a little bit about what the war years were like in this area.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely fascinating, without a doubt. Colin, you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I believe at the 4 o'clock showing, we have at least one of the Farmerettes who's featured in the film.
I think there's
there's
three
some
or
more.
Four.
So I didn't want to overstate it. So yeah. There are Farmerettes, some in the film, some not. So it's an
fantastic
opportunity to meet these heroic women.
Oh, what a unique opportunity, not only to enjoy the film, but again with the Q&A. So we'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And Bonnie, so there's also a play, is that right? How multimedia is this?
Yeah, Alison Lawrence, a rather recognized playwright in Canada with lots of successes, took the book and she wove the stories into a fantastic play. It was on stage 35 times last year between Fourth Line Theatre at Millbrook near Peterborough and at the Blythe Festival Theatre in Blythe. Overall, it was 93% sold out with those 35 productions. People are still talking about it. I fully expect some other theaters will be picking it up and it will be shown again. People are asking me, where is it going to be next? We missed it, or we want to see it again. So a big hit. Lots of other interesting things are going to be happening with the Juno Beach Museum in France. They've decided to include the Farmerettes in an exhibit starting next March. Translations are being done so that the documentary can be shown at the Juno Beach Museum as well. So there's more to come. A historic plaque is going to be made, and Professor Linda Ambrose from Laurentian University has been commissioned to work on the wording for that historical plaque.
So. Oh.
Stay tuned, as we say.
Stay tuned, as we say. Well, congratulations on this. And Colin, of course, we've chatted about maybe the director's cut coming out. Anything else for you on the go after the screening or after this film?
Oh, wow. It's I thought it was going to be a one-year project, and then it became a two-year project, right, which was awesome, and the film was so much better because of it. And then my partner thought, hey, great, I'm going to get to see Colin again. And now this year is all about, I thought it would just be a few local screenings, and it's just taken off. So we've got about 20 communities across Ontario that are welcoming us, in addition to about 8 film festivals, and some broadcasters have gotten in touch. So it's exciting, and I'm learning, continuing to learn this whole filmmaking process that doesn't end when your film has been made.
That's
sort of begins.
That's very true, very true. So again, it's called The Forgotten Story of Ontario Farmerettes, but we're so glad this story has not been forgotten. It's been captured. We lend a hand, The Forgotten Story of Ontario Farmerettes. Colin Field, along with Bonnie Sitter, and of course, Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival. We wish you great success with these screenings. We're so looking forward to this. How amazing is this? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jamie. Thank you, Jamie.